So we also managed to benefit Owen to have an opportunity to go in there to find out what really that temple is. But more important, we need to share merits with all the non-humans and all the beings and all the Dharma protectors, devas, everything. Okay, as usual, let us compose our mind, develop our faith, sadha, virya, and mindfully be sure, rejoice with all the wholesomeness that we have done today. And we will evoke the power of merits for this to be shared by all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata Chabhata Devanaga Mahindrika Punyantam Anumoditwa Shiravrakantu Lokasasana Vittavata Jamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabe Deva Anumodantu Sapa Sampati Siddhya Hidang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hotu Nyatayo Hidang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hotu Nyatayo Hidang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita Hotu Nyatayo Imina Punya Kamena Mami Bala Samagamo Satang Samagamo Hotu Yawa Nibbana Patiya Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, for the benefit of all who may not know English and Cantonese, maybe I will make use of this opportunity to do some sharing so that you may understand. So yeah, the recording on already?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. We are now heading for dinner. It's their local time, 7:05. So today is the third day of our spiritual trip, 17th of September, yeah, sorry, 2017. So we are indeed very lucky or very fortunate because of conditions. So as I have explained, today our itinerary is mainly sightseeing, visiting places. Then just now when we were at this place where they supposed to take us to the ancestors' place and all those things. So while they were leading us in, we already had the brief exposure and also briefing about that place. And I didn't feel like that place is the correct place to go. So towards the end, when you all went into that so-called temple, then I spoke to her. I told Padmasuri to ask Mr. I said, can we just cut short this visit, save time, and go back to the hotel early tonight? Then suddenly Mr. said, there is a Da Xiong Bao Dian, but actually it's Da Xiong Chan Si, it's not Bao Dian. So I thought they got a temple within that place. Then I suddenly heard that lady who was supposed to accompany the person who guide you all, she spoke in Cantonese to some of our Kayanamita. Then he overheard what Mr. Mentioned. He said, yeah, 那边有一个大雄禅寺很大, he said. Then he talked about the three bodhisattva. He said their image is supposed to be the tallest in the world at the moment. So I suggest to Mr. We stop all the other activity, we just go there. That's how they call you out. And because of affinity or condition, things that are meant to be will be. That's why it will happen. And even the Owen personally, he said every time he bring people to their ancestor place, he was observing this temple. But for the last 10 over years, he has been keep on with the sign construction in progress. And he never knew what was inside until today. So when we insist of going over, the conditions suddenly manifest. Then on our way there, the moment I saw the entrance construction thing and the bus parked at that area, when I saw the construction of all those things, I knew. I told my wife, I said, this is the right place. Then we went down. Then when I saw it was a meditation center, Chan Si, then I knew we are at the right place. Then when we went in, the brochure that Owen brought out was the message that my nature can feel. These are the signs meant to be. So at first I thought we visit this place to see all the various completed buildings. Then the main attraction is of course the 1000 Bodhisattva Hall and the Sifang Sanshen, the majestic images. This is the tallest so far, the three together setting a new record. Then according to the lady we met, I think they can feel us also. There was a monk in the Da Xiong out there. When we were there, Madam Ho happened to make an offering on behalf of all Kayanamitas for this, what they call, this particular occasion, our group. This offering of the incense is very meaningful. You can see it on your WhatsApp if we can have the internet after at the restaurant. So we should all thank Madam Ho for her generosity and her good talk. So we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then the monk volunteered to hang the thing up for us. Then as we were at the what they call the Sifang Sanshen, the triple great beings hall where we went in, then there is this Amitabha chanting inside with a music on. Then you can feel, for those who can feel, who can silence their mind, cultivator, they will know. It's very different. Immediately your nature will respond. Then you know how to silence your mind and establish gratitude, faith, and the silent mind to develop all the affinity and the wholesomeness. It will benefit you tremendously. That's why after that I saw many Kayanamitas start to sit down, meditate, contemplate, reflect, then some pay their respect, then some their inner nature manifest. And I indeed took two videos. Hopefully the video will come out when you are at the hotel. You can view the video. Hopefully the music also go in. The first video may not have the music very clear because I was far away, I was in the center. But the second video, I purposely stayed near the music speaker. So you should have the background music very clearly audible. What is important is when we went into that hall, the affinity start. One of the Sijie, I think she can observe too. Then she knew something is different. Then she talked to us. Then I asked her, where can we visit the 1000 Bodhisattva Hall? Then she said, it's over there. Then when he saw us going there, he said, I will guide you there. That's how all this happened. Then before that, we also make offering at the Da Xiong Bao Tian in front. Then later on, at the three great being statue, Sifang Sanshen, we together rejoice. But that one, I want to do it together. So I gather everybody, then we did the offering. Then after she took us to the 1000 Bodhisattva Hall, after I explained some of the things to some Kayanamita who gathered around me, then we came out because the ventilation, the aircon all not there. So we came out. After we came out, the Sijie, or they call it Si Xiong in Canton, the Huang Si Xiong or Sijie, she told me there is this Manjushri Hall, Wensu, they call it what? Tang, Tian, Wensu Tian. on the right, then Pusien Tien on the left. That's why we make the decision to go back there. Then when we go back there, something reminded me of the stupa, where I can feel the energy is very strong. Then I told, I forgot who already, I don't know whether it was Ingbi or Padmasuri or Jin Hao or Brother Song, I forgot already. I said, you look at the stupa, they are very beautiful, very, very beautiful. Then Jin Hao went and have a look, he said, one of them is the Great Compassionate Mantra stupa, the other one is Heart Sutta Sing Ching. You see, all these conditions will fall into place. Then suddenly, I said to Ingbi, we should chant the Vandami Chetiyang Sabam, pay our respect to the four objects of veneration, worthy of veneration, means we should pay respect to the stupa, the relics, the Bodhi tree, and all the Buddha Rupang. Then we're supposed to chant three times. Then somebody suggested, why not we chant the Heart Sutta and the Great Compassionate Sutta. That's how it all started. Then when they heard us chant, they knew this one is not ordinary people chanting. They can feel you. Then I was told by my wife, he said, not by my wife, by Padmasuri. He said, one of the Sushio, I think the sister who helped out, he went and asked the abbot. The abbot told her, he said, the triple gem has arrived. San Bao Dao Liao. San Zai San. Oh, he said San Zai to that sister. He said, San Bao Lai La. It's like the abbot can feel, he knows. That's why the triple gem is here. See. That's why she came. All of them ran there, opened the door for us to go in again and invite us in. At first I thought about time for dinner. After we finished chanting, then I just want to thank them. Then somebody came and told me, he said, the sister say we can go in and do the what they call out for chanting. Go three rounds, and go up to third floor. Oh, I say like that. Means again the condition is there. The sign is there. That's why you echo and flow, everything will fall into place. Things that are meant to be, you never get to do, you will do. You see, when you go up the second level and the third level, do you realize one thing? When you see from the ground floor, or the first level they used to call it in China, it's totally different. You may feel it's very huge, very big. But as you go up, again, you see at another level. You see the center. Then when you're on top, where we stop to do the chanting and the respect, that was the most beautiful sight. And you can look down. Then I don't know how many of you are observant. There's a dragon up there. Very beautiful dragon with the two lotus at the side. Then the whole of the construction of the three great beings statue, they got the Dhammachaka, the lotus flower, and the Dhamma wheel on the hand, and many things. If you are observant and mindful, then they were conditioned to make offering, because this is one of the Mahayana way to give people the condition, opportunity to do merits, to do wholesomeness. Normally, I by nature will not do any of this unless there is condition. But because there is condition, so it so happened, Madam Ho agreed to make offering for 1 year. The statue was supposed to be enshrined there. If you donate about 480 renminbi, it's for 1 year. So what is good about this is it's a synergy. The donation will go to good use because they will do it for the construction of the monastery. Then whatever wholesomeness you have done, that image that they provide for you, that one will receive all the chanting, the vibration, and whatever Fa Hui, or even, I was told they have annual meditation, 8-day meditation and all those things. Then later on I came to know the abbot who passed away, who originally came and set up this temple, or rebuilt this temple, he was a very famous Lao He Sang. It seems he passed away at the age of 106. And he is Xuyun Lao He Sang's first line disciple. Means same lineage as Xuan Hua, Huo Yan Zhang Lao, and Yin Sun Lao He Sang, and all those things. Many of these students of Xuyun, they become great Zen master or Lao He Sang that contribute a lot to Buddhism, to the Buddha Sasana. Then I was told by the Si Jie, or they call it Si Xiong, he said, this Lao He Sang, he went to Wu Tai San to meditate very often. Then when he was at Wu Tai San, he received this message, there are a lot of suffering beings around. You have to develop the vow to create condition for more bodhisattva to come and help all these suffering beings. That's why in the year 1998, he said, this place originally was a si miao, an ordinary Chinese temple. It's not a chan si, means not a meditation center. And because of that, the sifu decided to come and rebuild, because this temple was destroyed during the Cultural Revolution, 1960s, and it was in a very bad condition. So he started raise money and rebuild this place. Then because of the vow at Wu Tai San, he chose this temple where it's near the ancestors' place, and he can feel a lot of spirit, a lot of non-human, unhappy ghosts. They are all there. That's why Owen also heard people tell him, it's the truth. It's not something that people cook it up. And even Mimi, when he was there, she also can feel. That's why when I was there, I really did love and metta. But I just do what I need to do. My nature, if there's condition, the effort and flow. So all these are very beautiful, very wholesome. Then earlier on, I think Sui An reminded me, is because they invited us, that Si Jie, that came over and invited us in, actually invited us to stay. He said, for you all to be here, it must be yanfen. Yanfen means you must have good affinity. Then the other lady that show us the way out, the Si Jie, you know what she say? Normally people will miss this place. They will never come in. For you all to come in, she said, you must have good roots, very strong roots in the past. Otherwise, you cannot be here. Then they know already, yan fen, meant to be. That's why the abbot also say, san zai, san pao, lai la. So they will know. And all these are nature's condition, the non-humans, the beings, the Dharma protector, they are waiting. That's why we will somehow have the condition to go over. It was not in our itinerary, it was not planned. But things will happen when you have the right understanding, when you have the right causes and conditions. And it's meant for Kayanamitas. It's meant to develop your nature. And the last 2 years, as I said, since 2014, that was the year I felt the Bodhisattva way has to come, because the condition, everything manifests. And it so happened, this temple, when that Lao He Sang abbot came and rebuilt, it was 1998 he started. Then he only complete the Da Xiong Bao Tian in the year 2004. Then, 2004, 14 is the Sifang San Sen one, the three special being. So in 2004, when they complete, during the construction, somebody from Sri Lanka offered the two sampling of Bohi tree. And these Bohi tree are descendant of the original Bohi tree that Sakyamuni Buddha sat under. And the uniqueness about this Bohi tree is both are planted from the same sampling, from the same area. But one of them, they will always shed their leaf at a time. Then when the leaf shed finished, the other one shed, then this one bud again. And it has been happening for the last 10 to 13 years, I think, according to Si Jie. Okay, we end here. We continue later. We are at the restaurant. Thank you.